Bill McCarthy is a delegate from Worcester. He has supported Donald Trump from the start. McCarthy's a former Connecticut state trooper and now teaches criminal justice at Quinsigamond Community College. This is the first time he's attended a convention. One theme of the event is Make America Safe Again, and that strikes a chord with McCarthy. He's worried about immigration and its effect on national security.
Who are the people that are committing crimes against us? What about these terrorist attacks? On my way down here, a number of people either texted me or called me and they said, be safe. They were concerned about the protesters or even a terrorist attack here at the event.
Do you align the two, protesters and terrorists?
Well, it depends on who it is. I haven't seen anything with the protesters. They're out there. They're exercising their First Amendment rights. We don't even see them unless you go out into the city, which a number of delegates do, or if you go out to visit some of the sites here, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you really don't see many protesters.
Do you feel safe?
I do. I feel very safe, and I'm here with my wife and my two kids, and they all feel safe. The security here is top-notch.
So what is it in the platform, which was approved yesterday, and it is a decidedly conservative platform? I'm assuming that you agree with most, if not all, the tenets in it?
Yes. I haven't seen all of the tenets. I haven't seen it yet today.
Well, which ones speak to you, especially as a former law enforcement officer? When you talk about the meaning of making America safe again, what aspects of the platform that you've seen and of Donald Trump's own platform, his personal platform, do you think can do that?
Well, I think one of the top ones is dealing with ISIS. ISIS is a major threat. And as our current president had said, you know, it's a JV team. And in reality, it is not. They're out there. They're creating threats. They're scaring people. They're creating fear. And that's one of the goals of terrorists.
And what are you hearing about what Donald Trump will do to stop them? I mean, as you know, he has been criticized for having a lack of specificity in his speeches about things that he can do. He talks in grander terms, people say. What are you hearing?
Well, one of the things is you have to be, if you're a leader, you have to be more general. You can't come down to the specifics because the terrorists and their supporters, they will figure out ways to counter those different types of things that they're looking at. One of the things that we're concerned about is the people coming into the country. And right now, it seems to be very loosey-goosey in relation to who these people are that are coming here.
Okay. I want to push back on that because of two things. One is when you talk about not giving too much specifics because you might tip your hand to the terrorists, we're not talking about tactics or even strategy. We're talking about what somebody who wants to be president would do. So I wonder if you can put a little more flesh on that idea of what you're hearing that really does appeal to you, and then I'll get to the other point.
Sure. The first thing is, who are these people that are trying to come in here? Do we know who they are? How long is the actual vetting process?
Okay, I'll get to that then right now because you mentioned it. That is that the vetting process is very strict right now, so strict that those people who would like to see more refugees, for instance, come into the United States say it's happening very, very slowly. It has gotten more strict. So are you asking
Well, how do they measure that? How would they measure that in regards to how slow it is? We're a very welcoming country. We provide education. We provide housing. We provide all different types of services for these people. We don't want the bad guys coming in.
Last night, you were there when the Milwaukee County Sheriff, David Clark, spoke before the assembly, and he got a really enthusiastic response from the first thing that he said, kind of very defiantly, blue lives matter. And he was referring to law enforcement in the wake of the recent police killings in Baton Rouge and in Dallas and elsewhere. He called the Black Lives Matter movement anarchy. And he himself is black, it's worth noting. I wonder if for you the matter is as binary as it sounds in that way, that if one believes that blue lives matter, that it means that the rights of black people stand in contrast to the rights of people in law enforcement.
Yeah, I didn't see it that way at all. I saw it that right now there are people out there, there are snipers assassinating police officers who are risking their lives. They take these jobs to serve and protect. And I didn't see it as saying that somebody else is excluded. I think it was just trying to include Blue Lives Matter. I didn't see anything nefarious with the way that he said it.
Bill McCarthy, nice to speak with you. Bill McCarthy, president of the Worcester County Republican Club, who's now a delegate at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.